Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yeah. Back together in person.
Reunited. And it feels so good.
Feels so right.
Feels sexy.
I've got the dogs.
There's a dog party happening.
Mango's taking up a lot of space right now.
Mango's making his presence known. He is a true page boy.
He's
Canterbury Tales.
I need to just recap what's been going on with Mango this week.
Carrie's been on an emotional roller coaster.
Well, Mango's gone to work with Simon for the last 2 days. And Monday when he returned...
He's a daddy's boy.
He is.
He's daddy one.
Daddy one's boy, for sure. But when he returned home, he was giving me the cold shoulder. And he would not come near me. He was giving me sort of an upturned nose. And I, at one point, was so upset that he was just sitting there looking up at me, and I walked by him without looking at him. And Simon had to turn to me
and
say...
You're really showing him?
Yeah. And Simon had to... I was so... Like, it was the first time I've ever felt, like, truly...
Deeply hurt.
...dejected by him. And Simon was... Mango, stop. Simon was like, Carrie... Let's just remember he's a dog and he doesn't really know what's going on. And I was like, you're right.
I love a grounding force.
But then, so yesterday, his harness is at the studio and I'm walking to CVS. And we were like, well, the only thing we have is a collar. So my mom sent us these pride collars. So I went to
supportive
CVS.
Supportive queen.
Supportive queen.
An ally. Through and through.
So I walk him to CVS on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I'm walking back with a giant thing of paper towels and toilet paper. And I have my headphones on. Mango's just cruising. And I see this woman wave me. And I'm like, at first I was like, oh, she loves the podcast. So I took my headphones on and was like, just another.
You're ready to receive.
Just another fan. And she goes, you're hurting your dog. And she was this French woman. And I was like, what? And she goes, you should have one of those jacket harnesses for his back. It's more supportive of his back. You're actually choking him right now. And I was like, and I looked at her and I was like, I have a harness. It's just not at my home right now. And she was like, well, you're hurting your dog and you need to like really reevaluate that. And I said, you need to walk away from me right now and get away from me and my dog because it's none of your business. And she kind of looked stunned. And I started walking away, and then she said something else. I go, you're very rude. And she goes, you're arrogant, and that is of the devil.
Wow.
And I don't think she was like some, like...
A crazy person.
Normal Walk of Fame crazy. She had like a suitcase and chic, like, designer flip-flops on. Or sandals. Hmm. And I was like... And then I put my headphones back on, and I hear her shouting from behind.
I think she is. I think if you are shouting in public at a stranger, you're officially crazy.
But I wanted to be like, go wheel your bag to, you know, the Holiday, the Hilton
Garden.
Go
to Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah, go to the fucking Lowe's Hotel.
Go to Sephora.
Get out of here. Go enjoy your trip. Why are you yelling at someone with a dog?
That's bizarre. And I think she is cray cray.
I know, but it was still like, and it was in front of people and people were watching and like.
You can't dress someone down about their dog. Like, and also that's a prime way to start a severe conflict is like having an attitude about someone's dog with them. I see it at the dog park all the time.
Yeah. And like, it's like the one time. And by the way, it doesn't, he was not being pulled. He was like, it's the one time I didn't have his harness on him. Yeah. And I get called out.
No one wants to be told that they're like hurting their pet.
And I wasn't hurting him. And like, I wanted to be like, do you have any idea what I do for this dog? Like, I wanted to be like, I literally am on my hands and knees for this dog every fucking day. Mm-hmm. Like, do not come for a gay man in Los Angeles about his dog.
With his sweet little boodle boy.
With my fucking rainbow
with
collar
your
on
page
him.
Boy.
And his little like ascot. I was like, fuck you, lady. And then, but I kept my cool. All I said was, you're very rude. And to get out of my face. She was in my face.
I hate that.
What gives?
That's what you get, though, for being on Hollywood Boulevard.
It is true, but I can't help where I live. And I was just like, I would never, like, I guess she must have been mentally ill because I was like,
yeah.
But she didn't, anyway.
They're like European.
I think she was like a very like fiery French activist woman. But I was just like, what possesses someone to stop someone unless they see them like.
If Mega was like coughing and pulling and like struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
And you were completely oblivious, just like on Grindr, yeah. Like swiping away. Right. Maybe.
Yeah.
That would be maybe grounds for intervening. But otherwise, if everything's fine, it's fine.
Yeah. And, like,
and it's also, it truly is none of your business.
Also, dogs have been wearing collars since like.
But it is really bad for a Smisher's dog.
I know.
But I'm not siding with her.
It was
I'm
truly
team Carrie.
Guys, it was
in the
literally.
Hollywood Boulevard Mango Gate. I'm firmly team Carrie.
It was the one time he was wearing a collar since really we've had him. Like, it was, give me a fucking break. I wasn't pulling his neck. He was literally walking beside me.
I don't think anyone thinks that you were pulling his neck.
I know, but I was just like.
Except that lady.
But what gives, I would never stop someone and be like, here's why you're wrong.
No, you have common sense.
Anyway, and then so this morning, I go to Starbucks and I bring Mango and I put him in the car and he ran ahead of me into the car and with his leash still on and ran to the back of the car and I just closed the door and I turned and I got into the driver's seat and I turned and I was just singing to him loudly with the windows down and all of a sudden this woman in like Lululemon walks up to me and she goes, hey, sorry. And I was like, oh! Cause she clearly heard me singing and she goes, his leash is caught in the door. And I was like, oh my God, everyone is fucking,
they're policing,
blowing
you.
Up my spot right now. Like, I feel like the worst dog owner in the world today.
You're under surveillance.
I'm being surveilled by white women everywhere.
They love to get involved.
But I was just like, oh,
they're
my.
Like, I feel like maybe white women have realized that they can't no longer make their mark online, so they've taken to the streets to patrol. And
but I was just like,
they love sticking their nose into your business.
I was just like, truly in the last 12, like the two times where I've like had like maybe a flubbed a little, like I got fucking immediately called out for
pounced.
Mango.
Call out culture.
Call out culture. It's true call out culture. Anyway, I just want to make a statement to the universe that I treat my dog with kindness and love and care.
I think everyone is aware of that, except for that random European lady.
And the Lululemon lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she's just helping you.
Yeah,
in case,
I know.
Like,
it was just, but it was like compounded on with that. It just felt like a huge troll.
You're like, not only has my dog turned on me and no longer loves me, but every woman has seen everything I do wrong.
Simon was like, you're like a woman with her dress caught in the door or like her coat in the door driving away. Truly flop.
You're
vibes.
Harrowed.
I'm super harrowed right now.
I'm a little harrowed, I have to admit, by my ongoing luggage saga.
I'm sorry. This is crazy. The airline system is imploding.
Imploding before our very eyes. I did the wrong thing by flying Delta
That's on you.
That's on me, Dole. But I've repeatedly been in a situation where the universe is saying, sorry, Dole. You thought you were going to have your bag on Monday. Sorry, Dole.
When, so it's on its way.
It's on its way. So it's what's crazy is like when you report your baggage, like, hasn't arrived, like you go to the counter, you tell them, they come up with a reference number and they give you this number that then and they start linking you once they've taken, once your bag has officially like been put on a plane and gotten to the destination where it belongs, they give you a link to a website that is the most untrustworthy website of all time called wheresmysuitcase.com. I'm like number one.
That feels like a, I have Nathan, absolutely that feels no like Nathan faith. For you.
It really is. And at first I was like, and they're giving you like updates and they're like, pick up today, like delivery by 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And you can like put your delivery info. And I was like, okay. But then I kept refreshing it.
Mango, stop. Mango, come here. You have to stop squeaking.
Here, just let's get him on the couch.
Come here. Sorry, so find my suitcase. Where is my suitcase.com?
Where's my suitcase.com? And it kind of, it makes it seem like it's going to give you like a play-by-play of every passing second. But then I slowly realized that it's just like a landing page with the same thing on it. So like my bag was supposed to be here by Monday and it just says like delivery pending, delivered by Monday at 8 p.m. So then I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I don't trust them enough to like, based on this website and the design of it and like the essence of it, I'm like, I don't trust anyone employed by this company to follow the directions of like the gate code and trust them to leave the bag at my door, not just like leave it on the street corner and say that it's. So I've been literally, I'm holding vigil like a World War II soldier's wife waiting at the door for the letter. Yeah, every day I'm like, like peering out the window being like, is it here? Should I sign for it? Do I have a telegram?
Yeah.
And like every day is a passing sorry doll.
This is your Saving Private Ryan.
You literally cannot get in touch with any representative.
It's, I mean, Delta is like,
they're having it the worst of anyway. They are truly prestige worldwide of airline problems now.
I'm just seeing photos on the internet, like on the internet, on Twitter, of just like thousands of like suitcases just piled, like almost looks like in like after a plane crash when they assemble all the luggage in like a hangar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It kind of has that vibe. It just feels like what the fuck? And then
it's bad news.
That
and I was reading, I mean, I was reading a lot about it today because in the past like 48 hours, there have been like big articles coming out about all the luggage that's lost.
Yeah.
And I guess it's very rare for them to like fully lose your bag, but like there's a lot of delays.
I mean, when I was studying abroad in London, returning from Heathrow, there was a huge blizzard and I got stuck there and had to like sleep on the floor in a tinfoil bag. Yeah, it was crazy right before Christmas. That. But they lost my luggage and it didn't come for like a month and a half. So
that's not okay with me.
Well, I think that was a different time, but Heathrow, by the way, is closed right now because the tarmacs have melted from the heat wave. I mean, it's things
we cannot
are going
catch
awry.
A break.
We like, cannot.
Truly, we've entered the age of there's no more breaks and every day is some horrible news about something.
Yeah, that's just like,
there's just no good news. There's absolutely no good news anymore.
But I think airlines, I just think the air, I don't know what's going on. It feels like it's never been like this, I don't think.
I think it's a problem. It's like the supply chain where it like starts small and then snowballs.
Yeah.
And after enough time has gone by, it becomes like a huge issue.
Right.
I feel like it started with like pilots revolting because they didn't want to get vaccinated. And then it like snowballed from there and has resulted in like airports full of just baggage.
Yeah, and they've been like, you know, this airport employees and flight attendants have been not like, they've been sick but not getting time off.
Yeah.
And like
just, and there's no budget, like people aren't putting budget towards staffing enough people to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like, why don't you just say we want to hire all these new, I guess you can't really hire them and like train them right yeah. now, but like, why don't you just like raise the fucking wages and attract more workers?
Why don't you raise the fucking roof?
Guess what? You're raising prices.
Well, it's also
I'm like, can I just get like half, like a refund for half my flight?
They'll probably give you something.
They do give you 2,500 miles on Delta.
Oh,
if your bags don't come out within 20 minutes of deplaning, you can apply for 2,500 miles. I'm a cook.
Yeah, I don't know. It does feel like it was the thing where you're right, like it started slowly happening, and I think the world, everyone was just kind of like, we're going to ignore this, and then it just slowly piled, like,
and then summertime travel started yeah. and they were like, there's a lot of suitcases, but maybe we'll just deal with that later, and smash cut to literally hangers
yeah.
Like I guess like 6 in 1,000 suitcases get lost right now.
Well, I think I read the 4th of July travel was supposed to be like the worst in like history, or like mm-hmm. for the amount of flight cancellations, they were paying people $10,000 to not fly.
Yeah. Remember when we were trying to drive the price up in Minneapolis when they were like, we'll pay you $1,000, we'll pay you $1,500? And I kept being like, $2,000.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, make these bastards pay.
Lara and I were at the gate. Were we going from Minneapolis to Philly?
Yeah. We were flying to Philly.
And they were actually like auctioning off standby flights to be like, we'll give you $1,500 if you don't fly tonight. $2,000.
They started at $500, then raised to $10,000, or raised to $1,000, then raised to $1,500. But I was like, let's drive it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the power position, which is so rare with these airlines, like, it's up to us, the customer, to drive the prices, to stick it to them.
I've never experienced that where, like, they're, like, begging people to not fly.
I should have known, too. Like, I want to love Delta. But
fly.
I should have known when I saw that dead cockroach on yeah. the wall in first class that things were amiss.
Mm-hmm.
That was truly one of the most disgusting things that's ever happened to me on an airplane.
It's the fall of airlines. We need like...
What's going to happen? We need our own private jet.
We need teleportation.
We need Kim Air.
Did you see, by the way, that Kylie Jenner is apparently taking 3-minute flights around Los Angeles in her private jet?
That's honestly like work. You might as well.
She's taking to avoid like LA traffic.
She's going from like Ventura County to like Van Nuys.
She's literally taking like, it's probably not even going above 10,000 feet. That's how insane this is.
Wouldn't you do that, though, if you just had the means?
I guess.
And it was convenient and you can afford it? Well, might as well.
Well, now I'm like, just roll out. They need to start rolling out hovercrafts.
Too messy.
But, like, it's the biggest. And she has, like, a full, like, airliner.
She's a jet.
So, like, my hope is one day I will look up and see the Kylie plane just, like, 100 feet off the ground.
As like people are falling to the ground dying of like
heat stroke. Yeah.
You'll hear the boom of an engine, you'll look up and it's a beautiful pink airplane that says Kylie Air flying 3,000 feet above the ground.
She's literally taking it for like a meeting. She's taking off from Hidden Hills and flying to Burbank or Studio City.
No, it's like, it's very, but I guess that's just what you do. It's like having a car.
I know, but it's literally it's just the amount of energy, money, and time it takes to just take off once. You're doing that for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even, so you're going up.
And then just down again.
Like, you can listen to a full, like, Olivia Rodrigo song in that time.
She listened to Driver's License.
Yeah.
And by the time it's done, you're down.
Yeah.
Convenience. Time is money.
It's gonna...
Ms. Jenner.
I mean, it's so appalling that you almost have to respect it.
That's where I'm at with it. It's a flex, and I'm like, all right.
People are, like, coming for her, and it's like, obviously it's bad for the environment, but, like...
You're like, do you think she cares?
She doesn't give a shit about the... She's gonna be fine. She's gonna be in a bunker.
She's a billionaire,
yeah.
Like, this is, like, just doing a bike ride to her.
I just love... That's LA. Like, people are like, what's it like to live out in LA? It's like, well, you might see Kylie Jenner's...
The wealth disparity is shocking. I saw a, like, tent that was built into a tree in an intersection the other day.
Really?
Yeah, but like, that's... also billionaires just take like 30-minute flights to just get 30? Across town.
Three.
Yeah. It's
you saw a tent attached to a tree?
Yeah, like a tree house.
That's kind of...
It was ingenious.
Yeah. Damn. But so... And then the tent, you just see the tent ruffling because Kylie Jenner's flight plane is... landing. I was thinking the Kardashians should just start, they should invest in a giant zeppelin that just circles LA constantly.
They should just have like helicopters with SWAT teams who come down on ladders to just lift them up into the helicopter and spirit them away.
By the way,
why don't they just have helicopters taking them around?
Helicopters are dangerous.
Yeah, they are, especially post Kobe.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't get in a helicopter.
And he was, I think, took off from Calabasas.
Yeah, but it was also cloudy that, like, I know, shouldn't have flown that day.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. I also just, I was trying to, my mom had to explain to me the Chloe Tristan situation because I didn't understand what was going on.
I watched, everyone knows I watch all the Kardashians, right. So I'm very up to speed.
So she...
she has a surrogate that's carrying a baby. The embryo is made from her egg and Tristan's sperm.
To give,
I'm like, when a man and a woman love each other.
Very, very much. They give a surrogate.
Their embryo, and it turns into like a zygote, and then comes to full fruition in the surrogate's belly.
So she wants to have True have like a full sibling.
She wants True to have a full sibling.
Yeah, that, I mean,
and Tristan has good genes.
So, but he's expecting a child.
They are not together.
Right. And he's expecting a child.
But they're co-parenting.
With some random woman.
I think she already had the child.
But he's now with another woman.
He's single. He's like living his truth in Mykonos right now.
Okay.
And like the Daily Mail is following him around, photographing his every move to and from the club. As he like, if he even talks to a woman, it's like, love rat Tristan Thompson seen outside of Mykonos club holding hands with woman, like
mystery woman.
Yeah. As Chloe waits by for a surrogate to give birth to their second child.
Chloe's like, I think Chloe knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I saw people being like,
I don't think
she's so sad. Like, this is so, I'm like, I think she gets the deal and she just is doing this for her daughter.
I think when you're really, really rich, you're just like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay to get it.
Yeah.
And like, this situation sucks, but ultimately I'm fine because I have one of the wealthiest families in the world.
Yeah.
And like, I'm extremely eligible
myself.
I'm hotter than I've ever been and richer and have two beautiful children.
And I have a literal thorax.
Yeah. So like,
she looks like an aunt.
Everyone, they're like, skinny now.
No, but I mean, she's so thin, and then she has a giant,
her ass is not giant anymore.
No.
Oh, her and Kim have like basically taken, they've let their BBLs turn into just like BLs. They've removed a B. They've like let the Sculptra dissolve or something.
Well, so
skinny is in now, curvy is out. Mm-hmm. Just as soon as you got your BBL and your tummy tuck, guess what?
The times have shifted.
It's time now, to suck it all out again.
So now it's like thin heroin cheek.
Now it's
90s.
About like a very, very thin waist that's, and then like a shapely butt. It's about Barbie doll proportions, essentially.
Amazing.
Which can only be achieved
through surgery.
Through surgical intervention.
And severe anorexia.
Yeah. And it's about face tuning.
It's
about
gods.
No one ever knowing what you truly look like, because any sort of forward facing, even videos, are face tuned.
Well, maybe that is some kind of next level protest of surveillance.
Kind of. It's cool. I face tuned a body pic once and had a friend post it, like a bikini pic, and got the most insane feedback on it. And then I was like, oh, I get why people do that.
Damn.
I was like, I'm not going to post it because I can't be like that, but if someone else posts it and pretends that they just like took it, it seems natural.
Wow.
And I was like, oh,
it's pretty crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, you can just like fake a body and a face.
It's Simone.
My favorite is people that are full-blown just like Renee level snatching their face on Instagram now.
Zellweger? Oh, Renee Graziano.
Yeah. I see like a lot of women doing this, and I think they think they're fooling people.
Renee was maybe a pioneer.
She was a pioneer of that's also a pandemic that's emerging.
Scary.
And I approve.
I mean, I approve.
I haven't done it yet, but I'm like,
I approve for the like ghoulish factor, but it's also
performance art.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. We're living in an AI universe. This is Lil Michaela's universe.
Lil Michaela?
Yeah, you know her.
Oh, yeah.
The, like, fake Instagram thing.
You know who also is like her face journey I'm fascinated by and terrified of is Grimes.
What's her face journey now?
She's just like morphing, and I think it's part of her like brand, but she's sort of, all her photos are her like looking very anime and like morphing.
Yeah.
And I think she's like, I think Grimes is like transhuman.
I think the key is never let them know what you really look like.
I think it's chic.
We should start doing that with our videos. Yeah. On TikTok, like just fully morphing them to be like,
we should have giant eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we should have one, we should do one thing that's slightly off and uncanny and makes people feel crazy when they look at it. I want few people to feel complete disorientation.
I'm still reeling from Kim K saying to Allure magazine that she's never had lip filler or cheek filler.
Are you kidding me?
She did an interview with Allure, and the whole thing was like, this woman's gonna, the interviewer is gonna get to the bottom of like what Kim's done to her face, but it's all just like trolling, because it, no one ever like, and I believe that she hasn't had those, but I do think she's had like a lip lift surgery, and I think she's had a facelift.
I believe that she, what she believes, like I believe that she believes this, but I don't,
but I think it's
her.
Like she just has surgeries and not filler, and then I'm like, I'm questioning all injectables after my Botox eye journey. I literally was like, okay, we're gonna just take a moment and pump the brakes, and maybe it's just surgery from here on out.
I mean, I got, I'm, I,
how's I'm, your,
why, I
facial ha- journey going?
I have to wait a minute because it's a little pricey.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go back when I can spend the big bucks. But she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Skin muse,
Beverly Hills skincare muse.
She is Jennifer. She is incredible. She, anyone who can go to her, go to her. She's a exosomes
queen
icon. But it's, I have to wait a minute. But I'm ready for the next phase.
You should just get the LED helmet.
Yeah,
it's like a investment, but you could wear it every day.
Yeah,
cost analysis that perhaps.
I will.
I really want like a full. There's this woman that I follow that does like face massage, and she does like a buccal fat. Like she gets in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I've
and
had
like
that.
Does that, and I really want that.
I had the jaw massage.
Oh, but it feels so good.
It feels weird. She said, I'm gonna stick my fingers in your mouth now. Is that okay?
And I'm like, yes, daddy.
Go for it.
I'm like, choke me, bitch.
Gag me.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of gag me, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Skincare Podcast.
Beverly Hills Angels. Wow, it's been a while.
Can I say
what?
Off the bat, I'm haunted by Diana. I don't. That being said, I still thought about you declaring that she's a flop and became enraged, because I disagree with that wholeheartedly. But she does terrify me to my soul. I think she is of the devil.
I have to say, I'm not. I feel as though she's. I no longer give her the flop crown after this episode.
Thank you.
I still stand by what I said, and I will not be told. I will not be told what to say on this podcast.
No one's telling me.
But I am chilled to the bone by her, and I don't know if she's iconic, but she's something. And it's
when she licks her lips, she's a serpent.
Uh huh.
She's like a biblical creature.
She's, I don't know what her.
And like that haircut that she has in a confessional where she has like little Shirley Temple hair, I was like, you're the devil.
Yeah. I forgot that she said, or either I forgot because it was 2 weeks ago, but that she, when Sutton started tearing up, she went, oh, there you go. Those baby, big baby blue eyes. And Sutton goes, they're green.
Green.
But that was so cruel.
She's crazy.
Like, Sutton was crying because she had miscarriages.
She's just trying to relate. Like, Sutton's weird, but she's not cruel.
Diana's cruel.
Diana's like,
here we go with the big blue eyes. Oh, you're going to cry now.
You were trying to one-up me? I see your miscarriage. I raised you too. I was like, you're talking about dead babies as currency.
Yeah.
You took it to a dead babies.
You took it there.
You
so
took
that
it to dead baby
more about
currency.
What you are, what's
and
going
what
on in
you
your,
have
yeah.
seen. Like.
And Kyle being like,
ah!
Kyle
is completely out of touch with reality. Kyle's living in a different universe.
People are coming for Kyle.
Are they just like savaging Kyle? Mm-hmm. Poor Kyle. I can imagine how much that stresses her out.
Well, I saw the new trailer for Halloween Ends came out. It looks terrible, but
yeah,
Kyle was not in it. So I'm like, someone tweeted, wow.
How far the mighty have fallen.
The filmmakers they're tracking the gays on Twitter coming for Kyle.
I also saw, like, I guess Rinna's pissed about her screen time.
She's pissed about...
Or, like, her lack of screen time or something.
Yeah.
What's she pissed about?
She's pissed about her mom.
Dying?
Not being featured enough. Or, like, not... Her mom's death not being featured enough.
The post-mortem
yeah.
being, like, a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Honey, we got, like, a 5-minute interstitial, like, in the middle of an episode.
She was also, like...
She wasn't that...
She was in her 90s. It wasn't like this... I mean, it's sad. Her mom was cool, but, like...
Someone sent me... Did you see this tweet that was, like, this season of RHOBH if Rinna had her way? In memory of Lois, season 12, episode 4. Lisa's world is turned upside down with the death of Lois. This special 90-minute episode is a montage of Lois with never-before-seen footage. Erica sings Amazing Grace. Loving Lois, season 12, episode 5. The ladies hold a vigil in honor of Lois, but Garcelle isn't impressed. Lisa shares photographs and stories. Cherie gets a surprise bite at dinner. Viva Lois. Season 12, episode 6. As the Mexico getaway continues, Lisa pushes on because that's what Lois would have wanted. Harry surprises the ladies with his famous sauce. Diana licks the wrong fork.
It's true.
It is true.
It's like, I think Rinna is like understandably mourning her mother, and she's just, it's like clouded her like perception of reality, I think. It's like, the show is not about your mom. I'm sorry.
It never was.
It never was about Lois.
Sorry.
But Rinna is kind of...
She's side character action. She's got to, like, do something. She needs to, like, accuse someone of something. She is Mario. She's actually serving... I think her look is, like, actually fucking ferocious.
Yeah, she's serving House of Gucci.
It's really... In Sutton's mud party, I was like, Lisa's one to watch. She's fully... She's been... Her hair... Is she stood behind Kylie's jet before it.
<I know. laughs>
And she said,
did you see the video
gel.
I did?
Said, do a wet look of just hair gel and turn the jet on. And she is just jet hair.
Did you see the video mm-hmm. I did? That's Rinna.
That's Rinna, but like with a jet fuel slicked back hair.
I love that Rinna's telling Sutton what she did to Diana. And then Garcelle goes, Rinna, you weren't even there.
Yeah.
And she goes, wow, that's what she told me. That's what she said. And then Kyle chimes in and Garcelle goes, you know, Kyle, I thought during the argument between Sutton and me and Diana, you jumped ship real quick. And
Kyle's
like,
on like a buoy,
yeah.
hanging on for dear life. She doesn't even know what she's saying.
Then at one point they go, can we go inside? It's really cold.
It looks horrific out there.
And EJ is a little drunk and she goes, am I the only one who loves the cold?
I'm fine. She's like menopause Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like loving that.
So they all go inside the house. Sutton's gay assistant tells all the women to warm their feet up. And then they all pile around and Sutton goes, oh, I got a Bumble notification. Crystal grabs her phone and goes, we're gonna FaceTime him.
I would let Crystal take over my Bumble.
Oh, for sure.
Like when she did that and like took, I fully saw the scope of like who Crystal is in a friend group mm-hmm. and it made me love her.
Yeah.
I was like, this is why you had 14 friends and this is why you lost them, but it wasn't your fault.
No,
and I knew in that moment.
She's a girl's girl.
She's a girl's girl at heart and those girls were jealous haters.
So they FaceTime Sutton's very handsome Bumble match named Sanjit. And he's,
Sanjit looks really nice and hot.
He's hot. He looks like Dodi Fayed.
I love that he put up with a FaceTime from
a bunch of screaming drunk women
and EJ Global in the background going, "Mah," with her Jim Jones glasses on.
And at the end, Sutton goes, I'll talk to you later.
I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry.
He loved it. I hope they, like, fuck.
I hope Sutton gets, like, pounded and then caressed after and told, like, how special she is.
She needs a good pound.
She needs a good pound, but then the caress is the most important. Integral. You have to hang afterwards and be loving and then maybe draw her a bath.
She needs a bath.
She needs a bath.
Garcelle is hawking Erica's drink tally, which I love.
I love just keeping an eye on someone's drinks.
That's very Al-Anon, and I respect that, and I see her.
The moment, though, when Garcelle was talking to Kyle about it later on, and she was like, you don't think that's an alcoholism? I was like, do you know what alcoholism is? Like, goes, her terminology around it. I was like, methinks.
Well, also, as someone whose child went through addiction, I'm like, wouldn't you know the term? I don't know.
But I'm constantly shocked about, like, the lack of knowledge on these shows.
About?
Just about addiction in general.
It's pretty crazy.
I'm, like, shocked that not everyone has, like, an encyclopedic knowledge of addiction and Al-Anon-type behaviors. As someone who literally grew up with that from, like, the day they were born to now.
Well, I have some things to say.
Okay.
Garcelle, Erica goes to the one of the cater waiters there. She goes,
you can fill it.
Better champagne.
Fill it up. She goes,
fill it up. Feed it up.
Garcelle goes, Erica, I think we need to have a talk. And she goes, let's do it right now. And then she goes, She basically is like, I felt very offended by the way you went after my sons. And Erica goes, right, right. She goes, I was a wrong.
It was a wrong. And
a
it
wrong.
Was bad. I treated them like they were two adults. They were children. And I am sorry. I take full responsibility.
And then Kyle, of course, comes to fucking EJ's defense. I'm shocked. I'm shunked that Kyle was so quick to call out her own sister for being an alcoholic and an addict.
Yeah, this was shunking to me as well.
And her crazy behavior, but was a behavior that was literally caused by her addiction, which is something that she had, you know, was sick with. And, but she can't, she's excusing Erica's insane addict behavior in this moment. And it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, Kim's behavior probably affected Kyle on a personal level far worse. And you're, I think, naturally more judgmental of your family members than you are your friends.
Yeah,
but it did. I had that same thought where she's like, she's been so, like, pent up and it's great to see her letting her hair down. I'm like, there's a difference between being whooping it up and then, like,
yelling
being
at a 14-year-old and saying you want to fuck someone, your friend's son.
I still was like, this is weird that we're saying this about someone's son.
Also, Erica then says something that made me, like,
oh, I know what you're going to say.
She was like, she's like, and Garcelle,
let me tell you, I'm so impressed with your sons. They're very well spoken.
And I was just like, I think she meant, like, as a...
I know what she meant.
It just came up. I was just like, and you could...
I just am like, you can't say that to a black person.
And Garcelle kind of like, I saw for one second,
I was like, oh my God.
And
like,
I understand.
We are not doing this.
But I was like, bitch, you need to, like, rephrase what you're saying because it sounds racist.
Just like... You just don't say that.
No.
But then it was actually caught, and I was like, okay.
She was saying, like teenagers not sulking in the corner.
Ignorant, like, not understanding.
Yeah, anyway.
And then Garcelle was like, to get a compliment as a mom from another mom? I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So it worked, and we, thank God, it wasn't, like, a Dory at the dinner from last season.
Oh, my God. So then Sheree... Sheree kind of plays Switzerland a little and, like, is...
But that's good. We need, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There has to be a dialogue happening.
And I think
she's slowly inserting herself in a way that's, like, she's going to make herself an essential worker.
They've got a diamond ready for her, and they're testing her out, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and she's playing ball, and we love to see it.
And then at one point, Sheree kind of is like, look, Erica, I know Oliver's really sexy. And
she's like, I want to fuck him.
And Erica goes, ah! She goes, okay! And then Garcelle goes, calls both of them heifers, which she's like, I need both of you heifers to be quiet right now.
And Dorit goes, I love calling someone a heifer. I love, like, these ladies have never been sassed. And the only person that can sass them without retribution.
Garcelle.
Are Garcelle and Cherie.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling, like, later on when they go to lunch with Kyle, I was like, the future is coming where Garcelle and Cherie take control.
They're gonna
just, like,
their Tabitha's takeover.
Their Tabitha's salon takeover, and I'm here for it.
Who's in charge here? Garcelle says. Wrong. I am.
Can I also say I love a shopping journey?
Yeah, were they on Fairfax?
I think they were on Melrose at, like, there's, like, a Cookies and Kicks store.
Yeah.
Come here. I love petting a dog with my foot.
Get up here. Mayor, come here. Come on. Come on.
Get a running start. Go.
Get up here. Get up here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Okay. It's being weird.
Come to me. Oh.
Come here.
Come here. Oh. He's a hurly burly boy.
Hurly-durly.
He's a full-figured model.
Photos. He's snatched. He's got a waist.
You should get him.
His waist.
You should get him a BBL.
I should.
He's
Stay
a
with
tummy
me.
Tuck.
Yeah, Garcelle brings her son to the shoe store.
She's a sweet mom. I also just love, even if the narrative is false and it seems a little propaganda of, like, I never knew I would be able to afford this,
but
here I am. I still was eating it up.
I love that. Which one of the twins? Is it Jade?
Isn't it Jade and Jackson or something like that?
Jade is on crutches and is a label whore, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Jade loves labels, and Jackson
doesn't care.
Doesn't give a shit. And Garcelle's like, your limit is $500 for a shoe.
Chic.
Which I think is good.
And then I think she went over it, which I also love. I was just happy for all of them. I was glad to see Yeezys in the mix and, like, the boys getting the shoes they want. It just, like, soothed me.
Cute sons. Kyle and Mauricio have a Hanukkah party.
They invite Dorit over.
With her children. She goes, PK is on business in London, and it's obviously bringing back very scary feelings of that, because during the home invasion, he was in London as well.
I'm literally Dorit, since my suitcase has been gone. I'm like, you can take all my things, but you won't have taken a thing that matters, except you took everything that matters.
Yeah.
Because all I have are my things.
You're like Tennessee Williams monologuing about your suitcase.
I'm the glass menagerie. Do you know that Amy Adams is in the glass menagerie right now, like in London or Broadway or somewhere?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know she's doing a movie called Night Bitch?
That's dope.
About a woman who thinks she's turning into a dog.
Hell yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a trailer?
No, but that guy from Halt and Catch Fire is in it. Scoot.
Who's that?
You know him if you saw his face. He's really sexy. Mauricio has his parents over. I always forget that they're Jewish.
Yeah.
This looks nice.
Dorit's son is a sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute.
Mauricio's dad comes with his girlfriend.
Sex pest.
He's a bit of a sex pest. And then Mauricio's mother, Estelle, is there.
Love her.
What? I'm going to say this. I don't need to see Mauricio anymore. I'm over him. He's annoying to me.
It's just like,
there's something about him I just think he's, there's some.
Do you think he's a pig?
Yeah.
Do you think he cheats on Kyle?
Or not, I don't know. It's none of my business, but it is. But I just, there's something about him this season. The whole, like, him being like, I think it's great that when, you know what I mean? Like, there's just something, like, smarmy about him. And I think
he's a little bit like, happy wife, happy life, but to an untrustworthy extent where I'm like, you're too agreeable and you're backing me too much and it makes me think you're up to no good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I used to be like, oh God, he's so hot. He's so, like,
I still think he's really
hot. Oh yeah, 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 of course. Like, he's nice to look at. I just, there's something about him lately that's like turning me off.
Is it just because he's a stoner?
I don't know. Anyway.
We'll
but I do
want
to go to, I would like to have latkes. Kyle talks about converting.
Mm-hmm.
There's twinkly winter music playing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I like her menorah.
Yeah.
Diana's son, so hot.
Diana's son, Innes.
Beyond.
Innes Del Mar.
Innes, you didn't go down there to fish.
You don't go up there to fish. Jack Twist. Jack Nasty.
The tag was still in the box.
I opened that box. The tag was still in there. I'm Colin Monroe.
Her daughter, Ania, is a horseback rider. Chic.
Her daughter, Ania, is horseback riding all over Europe. She's with her father, and she's currently in Croatia.
She's in Spain.
Or she's in Spain.
You go. I've been researching horseback riding because I was like,
you're going to get a horse?
No, I was just researching for like a project, like a riding project that I was working on, and then getting to know like the ins and outs of what you do when you're a competitive like jumper equestrian, and you just do travel from like, and you live in the in a place where you train with your horse for that period of time, and you're just moving around, I guess, with your horse, shipping it around and then training it in that area.
Yeah, it's like swimmers will train in like Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Because it's the altitude.
But it's like, obviously like so expensive, yeah, to like take your horse all over the world.
I don't think it's a problem for the Jenkins.
No, but thing. I was like, I'm obsessed.
Her daughter, yeah, her son and his girlfriend, who I looked up her son, obviously. He only had one photo, but he tagged his girlfriend and I clicked on hers. She's an influencer. She has a check mark.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dating Connor Kennedy as recent as last year.
Wow.
So she's...
she's in the mix.
She's in the mix. And Connor Kennedy is apparently become like a... kind of like a Gen Z celebrity in a sense. He's like become... he's like always... he's hanging out with a lot of like cool Gen Z people. Like I think he's becoming like a...
who are the cool Gen Z people? Like Billie Eilish?
No, I just feel like all his friends have check marks. And like I just feel like he's becoming sort of like this... I don't know.
Young lad about town. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Is that the one that Taylor Swift dated?
When he was like 16.
Major.
Anyway, so they're like lounging. Her gay husband's there.
He's like, let's call Ania. Let's FaceTime her.
And this is just really sexy. At one point, he's like, go get me a sandwich to his girlfriend. Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah. And then she got him like pizza.
Yeah.
And sat down like so close next to him. And I was like, you're dickmatized. I was like,
I'd be afraid if Diana was my mother-in-law.
You better stay close to that sun, because the second you get away, she's going to allegedly tell you to go to the Beverly Hills Hotel and take your panties off and lay on the bed and wait for whoever comes in. God. Sorry.
They FaceTime with her daughter and she goes, so, yeah, it's been really great. I'm spending a lot of time with Dad. I'm going to be competing in the world champions on maybe on behalf of Bosnia. So I called the Federation and I went, oh.
The Federation!
Diana, we have official confirmation that Diana is a part of the Federation.
I believe Diana and Lindsay know each other.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
She knows Gaga.
She probably helped, like, set Lindsay up in the Emirates, right?
She knows a lot.
I'm terrified of her.
Did you see Hayden Panettiere recently?
Yeah, it was on the cover of People.
But she said that she was basically like being, she was like Judy Garland, and they were giving her like amphetamines to go to work every day.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a dark existence as the child star and like the sole breadwinner for your family.
But
unless you have parents who are normal and like...
like Dakota Fanning's parents.
Yeah. Or even like, yeah, like Dakota Fanning's or even like the Olsen twins' parents.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're in for a journey
anyway,
and not a fun one.
Just wealth. Kyle meets Garcelle and Cherie for lunch at some place I've never seen before.
Yeah, I was like, what is this place? Garcelle's worried about EJ's drinking. She goes, and you don't think that could lead to an alcoholism? I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, Kyle's denying any kind of...
Kyle's like, if you're not freebasing meth with your gray-faced boyfriend in a hotel room while we're filming the show and like waiting for you to come out and you have a bag of pills in your luggage, then you're just letting your hair down.
If you're not standing in the sunroof of a limo after freebasing and finding bird poop and trash in the pocket of the sunroof and taking it out and going through it like it's a bag of diamonds, then you're
letting your hair down.
You're just letting your hair down.
If you're not waking up in a gutter, completely naked, sunburnt to a crisp, looking like a piece of bacon, and pulling a joint from behind your ear, lighting it, and just starting a long walk home, you're just letting your hair down.
Yeah. So Garcelle and Kyle are just not on the same page. But I liked I liked Kyle sort of being in the hot seat with Garcelle and Cherie. Like this,
I think Kyle's hot seat is about to begin. Also, I love Kyle, queen of mental health awareness, going, I take 5 milligrams of Lexapro, so it's just a small amount, but I have to take it because then I can't get on the plane. So it's just a small amount, but like I do take it and it's really important to me. So I really understand.
I was like, 5 milligrams.
I love that. I'm like, 5 milligrams is like, you might as well just breathe every day. Like yeah. It's not.
That's, I know, that's neither a walk here, on the beach.
That's neither here nor there. But that's like a woman. That's truly like a person who
takes 5 milligrams solely to travel.
Who wants to feel like they're
medicated.
Yeah, and like feel like they're part of the medication conversation and like destigmatizing, but also having like a deep stigma because they could probably take more and be like better functioning.
I like when Kyle says like,
it. No, I do take it.
It's just a little bit. It's just a little bit. It's not that much. It's just to go on. It's just to travel.
Otherwise, I just like, I wouldn't be able to get on a plane.
And I like when she says it and Garcelle just kind of goes, wow.
That was me too watching that.
Cherie again is like very neutral,
but she does get involved, so I'm like, I'm loving it and I'm liking the slow
burn. they talk about how she's getting to know everyone, so I'm like, damn, she's coming in hot. Diana's getting rid with her stylist of a bunch of clothes to donate, which I'm just like, lol,
licking like, her lips, having her stylist go around.
She keeps going, oh, I'm so sad to give away. She goes, oh, the Vivienne Westwood.
She made this for me, just special.
Did you know I wore this with Elton John when I met Lady Gaga?
She says, we're laying, some are laid down because they can't hang. Who's like she donating them to? Unclear.
Who's going to wear, like, are people in need going to?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Going to wear Vivienne Westwood? I mean, cool.
Where do you donate your like couture gowns?
Are they gonna convert it into money and then give it?
They like grind it down into like a fine dust.
Well, I'm trying to figure it out.
I actually don't know. Like, I mean, donate it to like the Jewish Women's League or something like that?
I mean, yeah, probably. But I then mean, I wonder. I don't know. I was confused. I want to know. I mean, it's good that she's donating it, but it feels
allegedly donating. It
feels nefarious to me.
Does she mean like listing it on like doing what the Kardashians do where they sell a bunch of stuff on eBay and say they're like donating the money, but you don't really know probably where it goes? Is she just Poshmarking it?
She's donating. Maybe maybe she's so rich that she calls selling donating.
I think she does call sell, because she said at one point, she goes, I do not know where it goes. So if it goes to someone who really needs it,
yeah, then someone needs
it feels good to give back. I was like, so when someone buys it,
someone in need really needs a harness.
Needs like a Bauman with like, mini dress.
With like a
just like someone in deep need.
Chiffon, like
who needs to support their family.
Yeah.
Who's like facing a winter of no food. Decided they need this mini dress that can't be hung, that has to be laid flat. And you've donated it at last.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
EJ Global comes over and is just manically giddy because she gets to live through Diana in this moment, and she's all her wealth has been taken from her, so she just feels alive in that place.
She goes, I'm not broke, and it's fine, whatever, it's all good.
She goes, I'm not jealous, and then they cut to her going through all the racks, and she goes, I'm very jealous.
Her looks in the confessionals are full-blown Hunger Games.
She's
Gaga art pop.
It's a little like Grey Gardens, like when she's just like making a dress out of like everything, you know? And she's like, I have to think about these sort of things.
She's having a braid side ponytail and like a swooshed bang.
That chunky braid.
I was haunted.
I was like, someone needs to sit down with Mikey.
these looks are, it's too much for me. And then the pink, the red, like, eyes.
She needs to lean in, I think, to, like, I think she could make it really chic. Like, leaning into, like, being economical. I think that would be chic.
I think this is her version of economical.
The eyes? That's me alone, like, pretending to be Julia Fox's. My eyeshadow is better than that.
I'm just, like, freaked out by the looks. Everyone looks really shellacked on this show. Like, every white woman looks like Death Becomes Her at the end when they're, like, painted, spray painted to the gills, and they're, like, cracking off.
Diana just keeps going like this. And Erica goes, oh, I got you a candle. I'm like, damn, she's the queen of, she loves this holiday candle she's given.
What is it?
I forgot.
We haven't gotten to the bottom of it.
She goes, got it. She goes, in her confessional, easily got to be a million in here. I'm like,
she would know.
Yeah, she would know.
Damn.
So they sit down and they basically start talking shit about Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica goes, listen, I got into a lot of trouble last year with Sutton. She goes, she comes for you and she goes hard.
Well, she doesn't speak untruths. She just points out, like, what's going on. And she does it in kind of her, like, shady southern way.
And then AJ goes, I feel bad for Sutton this moment because she goes, Sutton thinks she and Diana are good, but Lord knows they're the exact opposite.
I'm yeah, like, Sutton has, like, a really tough lunch coming her way.
I said, it looms, dot, dot, dot.
Kyle is basting a turkey again. Turkey count, unreal. She's never not cooking a turkey in that kitchen.
Kyle's like, growing up in Los Angeles, you don't get any snow, so you have to make it yourself. And she's just going, ah! Just blowing snow all over her Encino house.
Loving her, like, snow moment.
I do
Real
love
snow.
I love LA at Christmas. I love the weirdness of it. And this was giving that to me.
It's a haunted Christmas energy for sure.
Well, it's like the rapture happened.
And it's also, like, feels less than zero.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try a different approach to Christmas this year. Like, last year I tried to go to Beverly Hills and it was truly, it creeped me out. But I feel like maybe the journey is to go, like, to the Palisades, to, like, a mall in the Palisades.
It's nice.
Yeah. Or, like, go to the West Side.
Well, you were hearing, like, hacking everywhere.
It was a dark journey.
We got this weird as hell flash to Rinna and Harry Hamlin, and he just goes, Amelia Gray is on fire in New York. And Rinna goes, yes, she's really entering the top tier of her work. And I'm like, define on fire with Amelia Gray. I'd like to know.
I mean,
I guess she's killing it.
She's, like, climbing the ladder. It's, like, a tough hustle, I think.
No, I just like them. It's, like, clear propaganda.
Mm-hmm. They're really going to make Amelia Gray happen. And I think if Amelia Gray wants it enough, well, I don't know where. Does anyone have eyes on Delilah recently?
I think Delilah.
I'm always thinking about Delilah Bell.
Her vaccine overdose.
It wasn't a vaccine.
I know, but that's what she said.
It was the vaccine.
She said it had some effect from the vaccine.
And Xanax.
But she didn't.
She's
really.
She's like, when you take, like, 10 Xanax and you have the vaccine, you really have to watch out. Ever since I saw her and her ex-boyfriend Ayal at the farmer's market, I've been a stan. But I also want eyes on Delilah Bell because we haven't seen or heard from her in a while. I don't follow her on socials. Mango's going into Tony. Oh, Tony has eyes on him. He's sucking his bed but keeping one eye open.
Mango's causing a ruckus here.
I like Mango's approach is taking every toy out of the bin.
So Sutton and Diana meet at Toscana for a very tense lunch.
Sutton and Garcelle's friendship, I like it.
Me too.
Because you know that they're real friends the way that they talk to each other. Like when Sutton goes, I am a really nice person. I'm a loyal friend and I'm normal. Right, Garcelle? And like Garcelle's like, yes, you are. And I was like, that's how friends talk to each other.
They're real girlfriends.
And also Sutton showing up with a crocodile Birkin.
Flex.
This is the battle of the billionaires.
Is Diana, what hat is she wearing?
Gucci.
She wears
her hats on the top of her head.
She
doesn't pull a hat all the way down.
She kind of looks like Tweety Bird.
Diana is,
she's a huge face.
I'm really scared of her.
I am too. She sits down.
She's the kind of person that, like, she's not living in reality.
Well, they sit down and Sutton goes, "Hi, how are you?" And then Dana goes, "So, what are we doing?" I was like, fuck.
I was like,
And Sutton goes, "Well, I will be ordering lunch."
I just love, because Sutton, like, can't play it cool in those moments. So then she gets weird when you get aggressive with her. And it just, like, goes off the rails.
Trying to eat, like, a nice little Toscana moment. And
I wanted to go there.
And so Sutton calls.
And then you sit down and someone's going, "So, what do we do?
What do we do?" Sutton calls Diana out for mocking her miscarriages.
And then Diana says, "You were the one who said, oh, you had one miscarriage. Oh, I had two." And it's like, no, she was just trying to relate to you. And then Diana goes, "I really feel like I need professional help in communicating with you."
She goes, "Baby, do you remember how you say it?" I was like, what are you talking? We all saw it. She was heartfelt. And I don't think she understood what means Munchausen, what means compassion and empathy and relation.
But the scariest part is, like, so Sutton's getting, like, flustered because she's talking to someone who's basically in a state of refusal of communicating normally. And Sutton's like, "Well, so I'm just trying to talk to you." And then Diana goes, "Are you all right? Are you all right?"
Oof.
And starts licking her lips. And I was like, I'm in my soul of souls, feel like I'm in danger right now around someone that's acting like that.
And Sutton goes, "When we hugged at the end, I thought we had a nice hug." And Dana goes, "I was being so fake. I was being so fake.
That was me being fake. So if I ever hug you, you'll know that it's fake. I'm just being fake."
She goes, "So you're fake?" And she goes, "Yes."
She goes, "Well, that's just what you accused me of. So now you're saying that?" And she goes, "Fake. I don't know." And Sutton goes, "Well, shame on you." And she goes, "For what? For not letting you walk all over me? For not letting you clean your feet on me? The fuck kind of shit are you into, lady? What the fuck?" This is like, I'm getting glimpses of, like, her on a yacht. Like, I'm like, Liam Neeson Taken was like based off of Diana.
Celebrity Tattletale might ring more true ever.
Like, this is not normal conversation.
And then Sutton goes, "Well, I know." She goes, "I am a honest, real person. That I know." And then Diana goes, "So you say." And she goes, "That I know." And then Diana goes, "So you say." They just keep saying it.
She goes, "That I know." She goes, "So you say."
This
is like the second time this season this has happened where people just slowly repeat this. I'm obsessed. That's my favorite thing to do.
"So you say."
That's what I would do in this moment. It's just like, keep.
"So you say." And then she goes, "Well.
Who is Sutton? Who is Sutton?
We don't know.
We don't know."
And then Sutton goes, "Well.
I am a very nice lady and a loyal good friend."
"That I know."
"So you say."
"That I know."
"So you say."
"That I know." And then it leaves with Sutton going, "Well, I hope we can be civil because we have Kyle's event coming up." And she goes, "Yes, and it's for charity." And I was like, ooh.
And Sutton's like, "I've got to go.
I'm going to go." I also love that Sutton's assistant usually accompanies her to things to keep an eye on her.
Sitting in the corner, just making sure she doesn't get fucking killed, which is what you actually need when you're having a face-off with Diana Jenkins.
That was scary.
I am
Tweety Bird
to the
you know, like, there's a girl, isn't there, like, a girl Tweety Bird with, like, a little bow?
"So you say."
"So you say."
"That I know."
"So you say."
"That I know."
"So you say."
"That I know."
"So you say."
I like to imagine that they're still sitting in Toscana
months
going
later,
back and forth.
8 months
it's
later
been 8 months.
"So you say."
"That I know."
"So you say."
"That I
so
know."
"So you say."
"That I know."
"So you say."
But, like, they let 3 days of a pause go by. So, like, it's not even quickly. It's like she goes, "That I know." And then
a week later, she gets a
week and a day later.
She gets a bouquet of flowers and the note of black roses, and the note says, So you say, an explanation point.
They've been, that I know, so you saying. She gets like a telegram.
Yeah.
And she's like on a yacht in the middle of the sea. And a helicopter comes overhead and a SWAT guy comes down and delivers a telegram to Diana Jenkins. And it says, that I know.
And then months later, months and months, maybe a year goes by, years go by. Sutton's with her grandchildren in her old age, just out having a nice dusk or like afternoon drink. And all of a sudden you hear.
Just sitting on a wraparound porch in the South having a sweet tea.
And she looks up and one of those prop planes are going overhead with a sign that just says, so you say.
A crop. Yeah, just so you say. So, then, oh my God. And then Diana is on her deathbed.
Which is going to a cryogenic chamber.
Yeah, she's getting cryogenically froze. She's actually been dead for, she's been dead for a century and is getting brought back to life in a lab. And on the computer screen as they like boot her back to life and she takes her first breath and opens her eyes, the doctor says, okay, if you can just read this line here, we want to make sure your eyesight is good. And the line says, that I know.
In the year 2180, that I know. So you say, that I know.
So you say.
And then Sutton. She also wakes. She wakes up from her cryo sleep in like 2022 and like LA. 2022. LA has been flooded. It's like now fully
it's
like
water
Venice.
World.
And she looks up and on the Hollywood sign it just says, "So you say."
They've built. She
can someone in, anyone
in 4037. Diana June. Has. Enough generational wealth to have bought the entire island of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And instead of the Twin Towers, she's built vertically, like sideways signs that say, so you say.
That I know.
And then Sutton buys a planet. She has enough wealth to buy a planet.
And she's like,
they're like, this just in, we've discovered a new planet that's entered the solar system. We go right now to the scientists to see what the planet is called. And
Diana looks through the telescope. You can, if you look on your telescopes right now for the naked eye, you can see.
They unveil a new telescope that goes further into the dimension all the way back. Like, it can see all of time is pictured. And the system is pictured.
Some kind of ancient text.
And all the planets and the galaxies, the stars align to say, that I know.
Oh my God.
They go, we've uncovered a caveman at the bottom of a well in Montana. We go now to the archaeologists conducting the dig. This is the oldest known humanoid in the history of the world. And he's holding a small note. What does the note say?
So you say.
This is a battle that
it's
has
time
got,
capers.
It is true time capers.
Well, let us know that I know.
So you say.
And so you say. Let us know. Are you team that I know or are you team so you say?
I'm like, both. I feel like I'm going to be walking around and suddenly
so
I will
say.
Be taken.
You'll hear so
I'm
you going to
be taken by a team.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't want to know where I end up.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it will be on like the chic yacht.
No. I think it's somewhere else. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Guys.
We need an assistant to keep eyes on us.
Yeah, we need people eyes on us right now.
Right now.
Let us know what you think of the Sutton Diana turmoil. Whose team are you truly on? Be wise with your decision.
Team Crocodile Birkin. That is like a $200,000 bag.
Or team Tweety Gucci. Gucci bird.
You know, she's like the Tweety bird that's like, I'm a bad girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like someone has like the Rosie the Riveter. It's Tweety Bird.
It's Diana Jenkins.
But yeah, right in. I was doing it on purpose.
Okay. So you say.
So you say. That I know.
So you
that
say.
That I know. That I know.
So you say.
That I know.
Bye.
Bye.
Sexy Unique podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.